Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Excuse me. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Anyway. Simply put, we deplorable semi-fascist monsters who are racist no matter what color we are, or whether we are actually are racist, and who merely built, fed, fueled, and defended this country, want our pound of flesh from the progressives who have screwed with us. Maybe 2 pounds or 4 sissy metric system people rounded up to the kilogram. The House redeal on the contract with America is fine, I guess, but we all know that a GOP Congress can't pass laws without Gumby in the White House signing the bills, and that is not happening. And yet, we still want action. More specifically, we want vengeance, and if we help the Republicans take Congress in 2022, we better see some payback. Yeah, I know that the loser Frito Kahn, whose total failure to extract a price for the escalating series of outrages that the leftist weirdos and losers and mutations have imposed upon us, will cry and wet themselves more than usual if we even consider righteous retaliation. We're supposed to play nice and turn the other cheek, but the base is not in a turning the other cheek mood. It is in the mood to plant the sole of a combat boot on our enemy's cheek and not a cheek adjacent to its jaw. Payback. Revenge, retaliation. These are vital components of a civilized society because the need for score settling is inherent in human nature. A normal person cannot abide with being done a wrong and not receiving some sort of satisfaction from that. Normal people are not wired that way, and to expect them or us to do so is ridiculous, particularly for conservatives who are supposed to have a jaundiced view of human nature anyway as something unchangeable and tragic. It is unjust. Justice cannot tolerate bad people doing bad things and skipping away singing tra-la-la-la-la while we just take it. And do not let the Twitter theologians tell you that the Bible is anti-payback. That is more of the hippy-dippy crap that pictures Jesus as some sort of Birkenstock-wearing man-bun socialist instead of the uncompromising firebrand who drove the money changers out of the temple with a stick. I grew up a Methodist. So I have only a glancing acquaintance with actual Christian teaching, but I can read. Romans 12:19 in the King James Version provides, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord." That's not about foregoing vengeance, but outsourcing it. There's going to be some vengeance. Repayment is necessary, and its absence is the reason our institutions are failing. The threat of punishment keeps bad people in check. You cannot allow bad acts to go unpunished because the wrongdoer ends up rewarded for wrongdoing. So quick, fellow capitalists, what happens when something is rewarded? You get more of it. So if you want more of these outrages leveled against us, let them slide. You'll get more. And Conservative Inc. has let them slide, and we got much, much more. But as we've seen, people cannot tolerate others getting over on them, and the GOP base is about all tolerated out. When they're forced to do so, they lose faith in their leaders who refuse to deal harshly with people who mess with us. Now, in our society, you see this in play in the massive unaccountability of our institutions. It's like the entire ruling caste got together and made an agreement. No one in the club gets held accountable for anything. That's how you see the regime media refuse to do its job and report on the corruption of the powerful. You see incompetent and venal institutional leaders get promoted instead of punished. So quick, give me the name of someone, anyone, who was court-martialed, relieved, or fired from the cluster in Kabul. You see federal law enforcement refusing to enforce laws against favored groups like BLM scumbags, Antifa terrorists, and meth-addled perverts who sprang from the gonads of our senile President Krusty. Which brings us to Congress. Let's focus on the House to illustrate the point. That hideous harridan Pelosi impeached the president, our president, twice. She hassled Republicans about masks. She turned the Capitol Police on our people. She lied about our polls and about us in the base. And her move to exclude non-traitor Republicans from the January 6th Kangaroo Committee shattered the norms regarding the rights of the minority party. Moreover, she allowed this mob to persecute both serving GOP members and countless Republicans who dared contest the garbage 2020 election. And this cannot go unanswered. She and the Democrat caucus that enabled her evil acts must pay, and that payment will be due the minute the new GOP speaker gets sworn in. And moreover, we in the base expect the House leadership to collect. Kevin McCarthy must be our avenging angel if he wants to keep the base in his majority. And remember, the goal is to both demonstrate to the base that justice will be done while striking fear in the hearts of our enemies so they never mess with us this way again. So first, post some heads on pikes like Toot Swalwell and Adam Don't Look at My Browser History Shift need to be fired from their committees. No assignments for them at all. And then second, inflict your iron discipline in a manner that would make the kinkiest bulwark staffer tingle. Every ranking Democrat on every committee gets thrown off. That's years of patient toil and waiting to reach the top, flush down the toilet. Why? Because they let Pelosi screw with the GOP, and since she's not going to be there, they get to pay for not stopping her. Third, fire the entire Capitol Police leadership. They were Pelosi's personal Stasi, and that cannot stand. Fourth, deal the pain by outlawing trading stocks, insider trading, and other financial shenanigans that let Democrats become multi-zillionaires on a $174,000 per year salary. Fifth, hold oversight committee hearings on the road out in America instead of on the Capitol. And that way, when Democrat administration flunkies lie, a U.S. attorney in a venue outside of D.C. can charge them with perjury after DeSantis or Trump takes over in 2024. No more D.C. juries giving free passes to Democrats. Six, since the House can't do much legislating anyway, the crusty McDaddy showers, vetoing everything, impeach the Biden flunkies one after the other. First the guy who's supposed to run the border but hasn't, then Merrick Garland, then finally Mr. 10% for the big guy. Now, do these actions break the norms? No. No, they do not, because there are no norms. The Democrats saw to that. They laid the groundwork for everything that's about to happen to them, just like they did the last time when they got out there and decided, you know what, we're going to do away with the filibuster in the Senate to ratify and send forward judicial nominations. And look where that got them. Look where that got them. So now, you know, they're the ones that set up this barbecue. We're going to put them on the pike. We're going to let them suffer for their short-sightedness, for their snatch of power, because this is what they deserve, because of all of the suffering that this country has gone through because of Democrat policy. It is, in fact, time for some righteous payback. And this is stuff they made happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. By the way, for those of you that are out there looking right now, Guns.com has expanded their already crazy expansive business to now include AR parts. For those of you who are interested in that kind of thing. Just saying. Now, depending on who currently rules, the idea of a national divorce tends to be generally amenable to one side of the political aisle and completely unacceptable to another. During the Trump administration, some on the left openly talked about California and other states seceding from the Union. I wish they had, to be honest with you. Now, with leftist Democrats in charge and actively running what's left of the country into the ground, Some liberty-loving people are openly talking about red states declaring their own independence from the ongoing disaster that is the federal government. Now, consequently, the term national divorce trends from time to time on Twitter, especially when Biden is doing something particularly disastrous. Opponents of the idea range from patriotic conservatives with a sentimental attachment to the United States. Everyone over the age of 40 learned about in elementary school, to the power-hungry leftists who frankly just want to rule over their political opponents, even if it means sending them to the gulag. The concept of self-determination is sadly, you know, against everything the communists believe in, whose goal has always been to conquer. Truth be told, they'd probably sooner see us dead than out from under their control. Now, as a populist, nationalist, conservative, liberty-leaning, constitutional dude who grew up being taught about American history by people who actually loved America, it took a lot of introspection to disabuse myself of the idea that from sea to shining sea isn't written in stone from on high. Now, it's no fun about the idea of having to give up California or the New England states or any other hard-won part of this great country. It feels inherently wrong to the old-school patriot in me. But while the idea of manifest destiny certainly helped build this nation into what it became, when the forces holding it together began to resemble an empire rather than a freedom-centric constitutional republic, it could be time for a rethink. Now, on those occasions, when I see President Biden on an international stage, I don't feel any sense of pride that this person is representing me and my compatriots to the world. And sure, there's the embarrassment we all share because we're looking at someone barely more functional than a walking corpse. But there's also the sense that people actually running that walking corpse, and any other Democrat who happens to be in that role going forward, want us and anyone who thinks like us silent, destitute, and even dead. So, no, I don't feel the same sense of patriotism I felt when I was serving under Reagan or under Trump or even Bush too or even Clinton. Nor would I ever encourage my children or my grandchildren to join the military or once great institutions like the FBI or the CIA. The hard truth is that the America I grew up with is gone, at least in its current geographic form. And it may never come back. And at this point in history, it's becoming increasingly clear that the ruling class of this country not only genuinely hates ordinary working people, but is actively working to make their lives worse. Our ruling class, the people who control the media, the institutions, the healthcare system, and make most political decisions on a national scale, are in favor of mutilating children, abortion right up to the birth, obliterating the nuclear family, confiscating guns, and bringing society back to the Stone Age to serve their anti-human agenda. They are soulless ghouls, hell-bent on bringing hell to earth. How do you, in your mind, rectify to the idea of sharing a country with monsters like this? Now, the answer, of course, is that absent some form of extreme federalism, which could emerge, still could emerge, or the unlikely continuance of the bread and circuses prosperity we've enjoyed for decades, sharing a country with such people is unsustainable in the long run. America isn't a hunk of land. It is and has always been its people. And when a significant percentage of the people we're forced to share a country with become completely unattached from the ideas that founded this country in the first place, a peaceful national divorce might just be the only way to actually preserve the peace. Now, how would that work? And, you know, that's a good question. That's an ongoing, fascinating question with a range of possible answers. Because Without a doubt, in red states there are leftists, and in blue states there are conservative as the day is long people. And even nuclear families have stark political differences, yet manage to love and care for each other admirably. So how those details would work themselves out, I don't know. I guess it would be left up to each and every individual as to where they were on that particular day to make the decision as to what they were going to do. But I do know that the more choices that exist, the better chance freedom's light has to shine through. And in that context, just as almost 200 countries in the world are better than a single global government, even 50 separate friendly countries agreeing to perhaps a mutual defense pact would be far preferable to one American empire. You don't ever see it coming? I'll bet plenty of Soviets said the exact same thing. So should a battered wife be told she has to stay with an abusive husband because of tradition or sentimentality or loyalty alone? Would the moral position be to force her to stay with him even if the actual law said otherwise? Now, critics will draw from the 1860s to say this issue is settled and try to accuse adherents of wanting to reinstitute slavery or something when in fact it's quite the opposite. Today's move or desire for some sort of national divorce has absolutely nothing to do with bondage or any other form of tyranny, but freedom and self-determination for those who want to control their own lives and destinies. You see, that's what all this is all about. Nobody that I know is out there going, you know, I really wish that I had somebody running my life. I really wish I had somebody out there telling me what to do, doing my thinking for me. I really wish that had happened. I really wish that was going on. I don't know anybody that does that. I don't know anybody that says that. I certainly don't. I do not at all. But with all things, in all things, we seek to be free. We seek to determine our own way of life, our own path. And for the people that want to run your lives, that's just not allowable. That's just not allowable at all. But we still go that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north. National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters seeing Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. President Biden spent part of his Monday welcoming the World Series champion Atlanta Braves to the White House. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. In 2018, Jimmy Fallon held up a picture that showed Barack and Michelle Obama giving a last wave before boarding Air Force One after Trump's inauguration nearly 2 years earlier. She was there to promote her new book, Becoming, which helped boost her sales to 10 million copies in its first 5 months of publication. Fallon said, this is you. This is after the Trump inauguration, just waving from Air Force One. Can you just walk me through that? And Michelle Obama blurted out, bye, Felicia, to his boyish guffaws and the rapturous applause from the audience. She said this with a voice filled with spurn and contempt. That lingered until her slide against Melania Trump's Tiffany box gift moment, which to me was extremely unbecoming of a former first lady, and something I could never imagine Melania blurting out in the same circumstance, but I digress. The dismissive "Bye, Felicia" trickled into a pop obsession in memes, songs, TV shows, and movies after a throwaway scene from one of my favorite movies, Friday. It was a 1995 movie put together by Ice Cube. Felicia, who was played by Angela Means, she's the neighborhood's smelly, unkempt, drug-addicted moocher, asked to borrow Smokey's, Chris Tucker, his car then for marijuana, and he gave her an emphatic nope, served with some annoyed gestures and crude put-downs, but not Craig, played by Ice Cube. Craig, she said, turning to him for support before he quickly interrupted. Bye, Felicia. With a very lazy, wave-off, dismissive, not even bothering to look at her. So, she left. The phrase is a dismissive send-off where the recipient is rendered so unimportant that their name is reduced to Felicia, according to Wikipedia. This is exactly the way I feel about Trump-addicted politicians like New York's Attorney General Letitia James. These are self-centered, power-hungry political activists who are so cracked out on hatred that they've become unbearably unimportant in the issues that really matter. With all the problems going on right now in New York State and having built nothing that adds to the state aside from the government work, James has been notoriously obsessed with tearing down Donald Trump and all he's built in New York over the decades. This past Wednesday, she filed a 220-page civil suit alleging that Trump, his children, and his company inflated the asset values and net worth of the organization's properties to secure lucrative deals with brokers and insurance. She said, "This conduct cannot be brushed aside and dismissed as some sort of good faith mistake. The statements of financial condition were greatly exaggerated, grossly inflated, objectively false, and therefore fraudulent and illegal. And as a result of that, we are seeking relief. No one, my friend, is above the law." Dear God in heaven, somebody wake me up. Years before that announcement, she vowed to get Trump during her 2018 campaign. With no evidence, she accused Trump of money laundering, obstruction of justice, and conspiring with foreign governments, and he was the president. She said, "I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president. I believe that this president is incompetent. I believe this president is ill-equipped to serve in the highest office of this land. And I believe that he is an embarrassment to all we stand for," except for those of us that voted for him, of course. I know you didn't, Letitia. "And despite crossing that ethical line into naked partisan politics and open hostility, she won," you know, New York, but then bragged that her win was about that man in the White House who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights. She said, "As the next attorney general of his home state, I will be shining a bright light into every dark corner of his real estate dealings and every dealing demanding truthfulness at every turn." So she weaponized the state of New York against Donald Trump. In other words, she was vowing to launch an investigation. They would search for crimes in a case that all but guaranteed a preordained outcome. Trump is guilty. Now let's find the evidence. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney General Andy McCarthy told Fox News that James' suit is penny ante stuff and will likely never make it to trial. He said, "This is not exactly the Bernie Madoff case. There's no victims here. Letitia James does this all the time. She did the same thing with Cuomo. She does this long investigation. She figures out a way to dump the investigation into the public record because she's got her eyes on his job, and she dumps out a bunch of stuff that she was never able to prove." It's not only Letitia James that does this, but the Democrat Party who does this all the time, especially when it comes to Trump. The two-year Russian collusion investigation and the two impeachments all crackled with thunder in the beginning, but when the cases couldn't be proved, all the partisan mess was dumped into the public record. The lopsided January 6th committee seems to be going down the same beaten road. Take Nancy Pelosi, please. Knowing from the beginning that the Senate didn't have the votes to convict Trump in the first impeachment, the hateful speaker bathed herself in wicked delight that her frivolous impeachment made history. She crowed, "He's been impeached forever. They can never erase that." Of course, COVID-19 was in full swing at that particular time, but this was more important. And as with James, these people mooch on our sacred institutions to choreograph reckless political theater while the country, like New York, goes to hell. And they say nothing about James' egregious disregard for blind justice and legal ethics, because today Letitia James is the embodiment of the Democrat Party. Professionally unkempt, Trump-addicted, political moochers who are leaving America exasperated with how unbearably irrelevant they've become to our real problems. It is far past time that these people are voted, as Trump put it, into political oblivion. I don't really know what her qualifications were to be an attorney general in the state of New York when she was elected attorney general in the state of New York. She does seem to fixate on things. And, you know, attorney generals of states, they need to, a Johnny of all trades, but a master of none. They have to be able to be out there and see the entire landscape from the high view. Because that's what's required. In my state, Alan Wilson, who is the, he's the attorney general. He constantly has to fight against Columbia, South Carolina, which is his capital city, because Columbia is always wanting to impose their own little gun control schemes and red flag laws and ghost gun bans and all this other stuff. They're always wanting to do that over and over and over again. And this state has preemption, so they can't do that. But they do it, they try it, until they get smacked down by the state. And then they'll come back and do it again, which is a leftist tactic, you know, just keep on doing. They know that when they do that, for a minute, there's going to be some, at the very least, some discomfort. But they're definitely going to be in charge. Large and in charge is what they're looking for. So, I don't know. I don't know. I look at this kind of stuff, and rather than getting worked up anymore like Smokey did in the movie, the New Yorkers need to give the lazy wave off to their current attorney general on November 8th and simply say, bye, Letitia. I mean, what else is she fit to do? And that would be just, I don't even know if anybody's running against her. People in New York, is somebody running against her? I don't know. New York. Gotta love New York. So many interesting things there. Great people. I know some great people in New York, but gosh, their politics are just a big cesspool. I don't quite understand it. How could such cesspool types emerge from that great melting pot of just that little city of New York, Manhattan? But it's there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on a Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Going back to New York, we're going to spend a lot of time. Everything is New York today. New York, New York. You might recall that a few weeks ago, a federal judge in New York declared that many of the new restrictions imposed on gun owners in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision and the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association were unconstitutional. But the plaintiffs who brought the case didn't have standing to sue because, you know, yeah. Now, Gun Owners of America and the individual gun owners who were party to that lawsuit have filed a new claim along with some new plaintiffs that should address those standing concerns. And among other alarming provisions flouting recent Supreme Court precedent, this law requires concealed carry applicants to display good moral character, disclose their social media accounts for review, have in-person interviews with law enforcement, provide 4 character references, undergo 18 hours of combined training, a tremendous increase from the existing 4-hour requirement. Now, ironically, several New York leaders offered comments claiming this law was fully in line with the Constitution and Supreme Court precedent, despite Judge Glenn Sotheby's clear indications that this law was patently unconstitutional. Statements which the judge offered in his opinion that denied GOA's request for a preliminary injunction on standing grounds. The new lawsuit alleges that several of the plaintiffs are willing to violate state law in order to exercise their constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms in self-defense and are seeking a temporary injunction preventing the new laws from being enforced while they're being challenged in court. According to Syracuse.com, we might not have long to wait before U.S. District Judge Glenn Sotheby issues his decision. The latest lawsuit adds some additional details about specific individuals challenging the new law, including an Onondaga County man who intends to keep carrying his licensed handgun while fishing in state parks, a place now off limits for guns under the law, an Albany County man who intends to continue carrying his licensed handgun to movie theaters and restaurants that serve alcohol, and other places now banned under the law, an Oswego County pastor who intends to keep carrying his handgun in his church, another banned location under the new law, a Greene County firefighter who intends to continue carrying his gun to emergency calls, like likely placing him in locations where guns are now banned, a Schenectady County man who feels the law unconstitutionally restricts his right to bear arms but has decided to not take any actions in violation of the law. This law was implemented September the 1st, and it set off a flurry of lawsuits involving aggrieved gun owners from New York City to Buffalo. And it remains unclear which of the challenges will be decided first, leaving the fate of the law in the hands of at least four different federal judges who each have different cases before them. But Sudeby, a longtime Syracuse area lawyer and judge, may end up being the one who decides first, because after all, he's already tipped his hand, calling the law unconstitutional in his opinion last month. And his prior decision has no influence on what other judges might think. But he certainly he could flush that out into a decision so long as the problems with the earlier lawsuit have been corrected this time around. One of the reasons he declined to issue an injunction the first time around, despite his findings that many of the new provisions were likely unconstitutional, is that the law hadn't gone into effect at the time of his ruling. So that meant, theoretically, none of the plaintiffs had actually suffered any harm. And all of that has changed now that the law is in force, and as the complaint documents, several of the individual plaintiffs are risking felony charges and the possibility of prison time for continuing to carry in many of the state's newly established gun-free zones. Will that be enough to satisfy Sudeby, or is it actually going to take someone getting arrested and prosecuted before the constitutionality of these laws are called into question? And let's hope it doesn't have to come to that. Every day that these laws are to remain in place, the rights of New Yorkers are being violated. And it shouldn't take someone formally being charged with a felony before the latest infringements could be halted in the courts. Right now in New York, Eric Davis is in Puerto Rico, despite everything that's going on in New York City. And before he left, the New York mayor said that concealed carry would stretch police resources. And I'm just wondering how. It's not like New York City is suddenly going to be overrun by concealed carry holders committing violent crimes. Not only are those who possess a carry permit in the United States generally more law-abiding than the general public, the city and state of New York are doing everything possible to artificially depress the number of individuals with a carry permit. So there aren't going to be a lot of concealed carry holders on the street of the five boroughs anyway, at least for the time being. The mayor told MSNBC on Thursday that policing the many new gun-free zones and investigating those applying for a concealed carry license is going to really stretch out our law enforcement capabilities. But if the NYPD's resources are indeed stretched thin, it's going to be the result of those new and unreasonable requirements imposed by anti-gun lawmakers like Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul. He said in an interview, "It's really about using the good old-fashioned methods of doing an investigation." He said that on Morning Joe. "When I became a police officer, people knocked on my neighbor's doors and interviewed them and asked them, what type of person am I?" Police officers will employ those good old-fashioned methods of investigation, like knocking on neighbors' doors as part of the background check requirements on potential gun permit holders included in the New York's new gun safety law. State officials added extra requirements for individuals seeking concealed carry weapons permits that took effect this month, after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned a 1913 state law mandating individuals to show proper cause for packing heat. Adams, who is a former police captain, said, I think those are the same skills that's going to be used to look at not only social media, but also knocking on our neighbors' doors and speaking to people and finding out who this individual is that we are about to allow to carry a firearm in our city." As if, oh, the nerve of this guy. Background checks will now require applicants to sit down for an in-person interview, submit four character references, a list of former and current social media accounts spanning the prior 3 years, and disclose the names of their spouse or any other adults living in their home. These new requirements will undoubtedly impose a burden on law enforcement, though the effects are going to be felt more severely in the smaller cities and sheriff's departments than in the NYPD. The NYPD is about as big as a brigade, so they probably have somebody they can, even though I wonder how many they have now that they've been defunded by de Blasio. Now, outside of New York City, it's going to be different. In Rochester, Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter said it currently takes 2 to 4 hours to perform a pistol permit background check on a clean candidate. He estimates the new law will add another 1 to 3 hours for each permit. The county has about 600 pending pistol permits. It's going to slow everything down just a bit, he said. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. These guys are just going to get out there. They're going to do the background check, and they're going to say they did everything else. And just sign off on it. In Mohawk Valley, Fulton County Sheriff Richard C. Giardino had questions on how the digital sleuthing would proceed. It says 3 years worth of your social media. We're not going to print out 3 years of social media posts by everybody. If you look at my Facebook, I send out 6 or 10 things a day. This sheriff's a former district attorney and judge. And the implementation of these new requirements is going to be an absolute mess for many law enforcement agencies, not to mention the people applying. But Adams wants to pin the blame on those trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights rather than acknowledge the fact that Democrats decided for themselves to make the process as onerous and burdensome as possible for both applicants and issuing authorities. New York could have simply adopted the shall issue rules that are in place throughout the vast majority of the United States, passing a background check, complete the required training if there's any required. Instead, they chose to double down on treating the right to bear arms as a privilege to be doled out by the state. And the coming chaos over the state's new carry law should be delayed directly at their feet, although it's going to get shot down. It's going to get shot down. It's, you know. And expect the Supreme Court to. Somebody's going to. I don't know what'll pass. It'll either be one of these lawsuits. And here's the thing with these lawsuits. These lawsuits, where they fight them, like if the state of New York loses this lawsuit, of course they're going to appeal it. And they're going to appeal it, and they're going to keep on appealing it, trying to keep it in place. And first of all, it needs to be enjoined. They don't need to be allowed to have it in place. And then let it get in front of the Supreme Court, would you, please? I can't wait to see how that works when Clarence Thomas gets a chance to tear into that one. That would be quite fun to watch. I would probably watch that on C-SPAN. Well, you know what? They don't even show that, though. They don't show those Supreme Court things. Oh, no. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.